welcome back to another episode of the Crazy Sexy Cool Podcast, Season 2. I'm Bethany, and we have a fun episode ahead for y'all. This week, we are joined by Gab, Alan, and Randy from Las Vegas' own The Toxic Hour. And we're talking about everything, y'all, from tasting your own semen, porn deep dives and categories, dating in this wild city of sin, and also dating Las Vegas street performers. What'd that be like? Yeah, it's all over the place, but it's a fun episode. And oh, our anniversary show is on the way. Trust me, it is so worth the wait. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to Las Vegas, ho. It's the Crazy Sexy Cool Podcast. I'm Bethany. We have Meek and Elizabeth is always holding it down. But also, we are joined by the fellas from the Toxic Hour. A Vegas takeover we got going on here. Finally, we got you guys on our show. Thank you for pulling up on us. So I have a quick question before we, like, you know, just jump right into it. I want to know, what made you guys name your show The Toxic Hour?
We was all in the studio. Gab had his own show, and then after like two or three times that me and Alan were on it, like, the shit we talk about is disgusting. Like, might as well call it toxic hour.
And also, can you introduce yourselves?
Oh, I'm Gab.
That's you it.
I'm Alan.
I'm Alan.
And we are
toxic hour.
We're toxic gentlemen.
So wait, from the scale of 1 to 10, how toxic are y'all? I'm gonna be honest. I feel like Alan is the most toxic. Well, between Alan and Randy, Alan, you got this like, nice guy. Nah, Alan, you got this nice guy thing about you. Like,
nice, you know?
Yeah, like nice, nasty though.
Like, yeah. I'm just really good at the
silence. You think we're more toxic than Gab?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I Randy, I follow you, okay? I see your
IG
post. Yeah, Randy, we're doing fall.
Don't judge me off.
You're right.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan.
And look at your hat right now. Come on, show the people what you got on.
You supporting black business, okay?
Premium.
Hey.
Premium.
Okay.
Okay.
They cut my search time in half.
Oh. Okay, I have a question. So, speaking of Pornhub, how far have you ever gotten into the search? Like, have you been on page like 275 before?
That depends.
I've gotten
on the search
to 100 and something.
Okay.
You just go through like the homepage and you just like go through like all the pages?
Like, I'm at a point where I kind of watch porn like it's regular TV. You know what I mean? Like, so like, I don't really just be watching it just to beat my dick all the time. Like, sometimes I be watching this shit. Sometimes I be watching this shit just to watch the shit. So, like, you know what I mean? Sometimes I be trying to find that one rare video that everybody ain't seen yet. So I'm going to keep clicking. Like, I don't go through all of them. I'll just keep clicking the next page till I get all the way in the hundreds. And then I'll look for some. And then I'll start looking at what's on each page then. You know what I mean?
So the way like some men use ESPN as like background noise, like you use Pornhub like as like background noise, you know what I'm saying?
Kinda.
To like set the scene. So wait, do y'all delete y'all history like on y'all phone and shit, or y'all just keep there? Okay, nah, so can you go in your phone, right? Well, no, some of y'all can't. Yeah, but I want to know, what was the last video that you looked at? What was the title? Oh, the last video that you saw.
Mine was like Brazil orgy.
Brazil.
Wow. That used to be my thing.
That's pretty clean. That's pretty clean. Alan.
Oh, no, it's not.
Mine, Tiny Latina Takes BBC. Subtle.
Bring back meth body.
Tiny Latina Takes BBC. It's the way he says it too.
Like, I'd be in the comments. I learn like words like bunda. Oh, yeah. You search bunda, the guy's big ass in Brazilian. That's where it pops up. Bunda.
Oh, really?
Bunda.
Bunda. That's good to know.
Free game.
Okay.
That's good to know.
The comment section is where I learned skankerdoodle.
What's a skankerdoodle?
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know.
The hose on the petite BBCs.
I don't know. It's like the same skanks, I guess.
I know porn stars. I got memberships.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gab, what was your? Do you know? You remember yours? I know you said something.
I don't know exactly what it was, but it had to be something with anal.
Earmuffs.
Earmuffs.
Something with anal.
I prefer watching porn with anal scenes.
Wait, so time out. What do you like? Do y'all like cream pies? I just found out what a cream pie was.
What's a cream pie?
Like, I didn't.
I love cream pies.
Have you ever eaten a cream pie?
The love language.
Yes, I have.
What?
Okay.
He said cream pie is a love language. Correct me if I'm wrong. A cream pie is when a guy comes inside of a woman and then she kind of like does like a Kegel thing for it to like slide out.
Start oozing out.
Out of a girl. That's it.
Yeah. You nut in a woman, but you kind of like nut in the front of the pussy. Like, so it's right there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't like nut all the way deep in her.
Nah. Hear you.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's my preferred category. I like that.
You like cream pie?
Yeah. Cream pie is great.
My favorite.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good
stuff. You ever had a man eat a cream pie out of you?
I have not.
And the term man?
I have not. Mm.
I'm not a cream pie.
Meet the freak.
How was that?
Meet is the ultimate freak.
Meet toxic.
y'all can just bring me on to the toxic hour. No, really. It was kind of similar when you the first time you do anal. It was like, yo, am I supposed to be enjoying this? Like, actually, I actually fucking love it. You know, kind of thing.
Sensational.
I was shocked because like he did it and then it came out and he went straight down there and then like just start like I was like, oh, okay. And then he came back up and said, I don't know if this is me or if it's you. I said, hey, you know.
I mean, it's a mix of everybody.
Hopefully it was both.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
I'm all about the freak shit. I'm a nasty nigga, but I have my
So you wouldn't taste yourself.
I mean, but none of you guys taste yourself.
It's you. You never taste yourself.
I do all the time.
Okay, so what
are y'all talking about?
So if a girl gives you head, you come in her mouth and she comes back up and kisses you, are you gonna let her kiss you or no?
That's cute. Yeah.
I mean, once it's digested.
Why are you guys not tasting your own nut?
Nah, and I never crossed my mind to say, hey, let me taste what I nut like. No,
that's
never.
If one of the girls you were having sex with and she, you know, gives you head and you come in her mouth and she spits it back in your mouth, would you get that?
I love it.
No, dude. It's not happening, dude.
I love it.
Wait, time out, ladies. Have you guys ever tasted yourself?
I taste myself all the time.
How do you expect somebody else to taste you? Y'all don't taste yourself.
The fuck? Yeah. I can do it right now.
Sensational.
Prove it. Do it again.
Oh my god.
You see, but I feel like it's normal for a girl to taste herself, you know, to do that. A guy that like
how is it normal?
Like, it's cool when y'all do it.
It doesn't work.
Come on, tell us about the double standard.
Said it's
tell
cool us about the
I truly feel
like a girl can lick her fingers and play with herself. A dude's not gonna lick his fingers and start playing with herself. Like it doesn't work like that. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's normal for a girl to taste herself than a dude to taste himself. Like that's just strange, bro. Like,
I feel you, but I'm saying you never was curious to taste your nut. Never in my life.
But during intercourse, I'm saying there has never been like, you know, like a mix of, you know, body fluids. I get what you're saying. I understand that. Like if I'm, you're right with the whole girl by herself. But if you're with a girl, like, and you nut or whatever, and then you do this, like, say you nut or and something got on your finger and you did this and you touched, like, you never, like, I'm just, I'm just really curious. That's crazy.
Get in, get off, get out.
For real with you, a guy
call is me curious
of where his nut is. A dude is very aware of where his nut is.
And so y'all won't even taste yourself, but y'all won't head though. Y'all real toxic. Y'all for real toxic.
Double standard.
That causes issues with y'all correlation.
No one's forcing you to put a dick in your mouth. That's on y'all.
No one's forcing you, but y'all might be them niggas that's throwing girls' pHs off. Like, you got to taste your nut, yo.
Make sure. First and foremost, my shit is straight. I haven't thrown no pH off at all. Like, don't come at me, bro. I buy girls that cookie milk shit for the pussy and shit. I know the pH is right.
Okay. All right, I'm off.
Yeah. Randy's face right now is killing me.
Right.
You're baffled.
Limits, and that
he
is
said, don't come from.
Literally.
He said, don't come.
I used to watch like a lot of Bukkake videos. Oh, y'all know about Bukkake?
Oh, I know about Bukkake. I know.
Yeah. Everybody paused.
Cross-contamination? I'm good.
Oh, that's what it's called. Okay, so I have a 7-year-old son. He has been very curious about a few things. We were hanging out the other week and he asked me about where babies come from. So I decided to give my 7-year-old the talk. The birds and the bees. I explained about eggs, ovaries, the uterus, about penises and sperm and fertilizing the egg and everything. I showed him a YouTube video, nothing explicit, but about the whole like fertilization process and how a little human is made. My dad gave me the talk when I was 7. So I want to know, when did you guys, if you ever, when did you receive the talk, the sex talk? You are crying right now.
I never got that.
You okay. Never got
I lost my virginity to Dish at 13. This big bitch named Delilah.
Did she? Okay, was it something
that you know? Small Delilah. Wow. I never met a small Delilah.
You, I did. I know a small Delilah. She lives out here, actually, too.
Hey there, Delilah. What's it like? Yeah. Big bitch.
I lost my
virginity. But she was down for it. Like, all my niggas hit first. So I was like, yeah, cool.
Hey, the squad got a pass.
That's so I was on the Nokia, you know what I'm saying? Texting, whatever.
Okay, see, first of all, you guys are already proving Meek's point that you are probably more toxic than Gab.
Thank you.
Nah, I lost my virginity at 13, too.
Because I like my boys coming up? That's weird.
No pun intended.
I had a big bitch named Giovanna.
Giovanna, Delilah, Allen, little Delilah?
No, she wasn't like a big bitch, but she was.
I was a nerd in college, so all my bitches were big.
Big girls do more stuff. So like, I got head from like 3 big bitches, and like, I was like, if all my niggas hit, like, yeah, cool. So I started like being nice to her, whatever, texting her, and we met at like, I snuck out the house, and then we met in a drainage ditch, and I was 13.
Wait,
and then you got the birds and the bees 13. Talk.
He said it.
He never got it. He said he never got the birds and the bees talk.
I never got it either.
Did you get it, Ellen?
I did. My mom beat me when she told me about it.
How did this go, Ellen?
I was in first grade in Cali, and we were playing hide and seek, and I saw where she was hiding, so I went where she was hiding, and we started kissing, and my mom just came in, opened the door. She was like, get your little ass to your house. And then she grabbed me and started beating me with a belt, and she was telling me about the birds and the bees as she was beating me.
But what did she say?
She's like, you got to respect women, number one.
Okay.
She said, don't be taking them to no closets. But then she told me about being protective about everything, about what I do, about not just having sex about with anyone that I wanted to. Obviously, I wasn't listening. Look at me now. But just like, yeah, just she told me about that and basically to always protect myself, she told me. She always scared me with AIDS when I was a little kid. She always threw AIDS out there. AIDS, everything. Yeah.
Magical.
She's an immigrant. My mom's an immigrant. You know, it's a little different for her.
I'm taking it right now. This is wild. Okay. So I noticed that there's a difference between how boys are given the talk and how girls are given the talk. It's like girls are told, don't have sex. Wait until you're married, whatever. And then it's guys is like, here's some condoms. Don't make me any grandchildren.
Y'all should be pure when we come around.
God, here we go.
Y'all both turned your heads at the same time. That was good.
Yeah, look how they both.
Okay. Okay.
We over here trying to find the pure one. That's what we're doing.
So, since your parents didn't give you the talk, how did you find out about sex? Besides, like, was it like your friends? Did you have siblings or cousins?
LimeWire.
Porn.
LimeWire.
Kazaa, baby, Kazaa.
Nah, it, real talk, in Brooklyn, I was like probably 6, 7 years old. And like a lot of the older teenage kids, like, I don't know, this shit is so fucking random, but I was just walking up the street one day and they just dragged me in the crib, into this crib that just like, it was porn playing and it was all the little young niggas my age and they just like forced us to watch it and shit like that. Like, yeah, it was crazy. It was,
wait, hold on.
Now, right?
That was my first time.
What a lot of young boys don't fail to realize is that, like, a lot of y'all were sexually, like, molested. You know what I'm saying? Like, sexual molestation. Like, I know a lot of boys that are like, yeah, I lost my virginity, like, say, 13. Like, she was, like, 18 years old.
Yes. And,
like, she, like, wait, what? Like, do y'all not, like.
So, I carried this bitch out of bed at 1 a.m. and took her to the drainage ditch?
You did what?
We met at 1 a.m. in a drainage ditch. I did that? No.
A drain ditch?
No, she knows she wanted.
No.
I literally lost my virginity in a drainage ditch.
I'm saying you are the victims. I'm saying
I brought my sleeping bag and everything.
The sleeping bag? No, yeah. I said I'm saying you guys were the victims. I'm not saying you engaged. Like, you were the you know.
That was great. She was big and shit.
Yeah, no, you're the victim like of sexual molestation. Like, me
you
too.
Lost your virginity. Yeah. You lost your virginity in the gutter.
That's why you're like,
why you toxic, nigga.
I'm being transparent. I'm not happy about it.
God damn.
She said you lost your virginity in the gutter.
It was all downhill from there. Yeah. I lost all self-respect for myself.
Damn.
Okay, so Ray, you lost your gutter. Gab, where did you lose yours at?
Yo, what's crazy is
on the block.
As toxic as I am, yo, Johanna was the school whore. Like, I ain't gonna hold you. Like, I got clean, like, good old girl. Like, I knew I was fucking some shit, but the bitch still tried to make it like a good first time for a nigga. Like, she romantic. Had candles lit and shit in her room. Yeah, she tried to make it romantic. It's just, she had candles lit and lingerie on and shit like that, you know. And you know, I gave her 5 minutes of fury, and you know. I got on my bicycle and I rode
minutes.
Home.
You sure it was 5 minutes?
Yeah, it was 5 minutes of fury.
He said the full key sweat nobody. Don't fuck with him.
Nobody.
Yeah, the extended version.
Yeah, wild.
So y'all all lost your virginity to like hoes?
No.
Oh, so Alan, you gonna save the group? So you had a good wholesome.
I was dating the baddest bitch in the school.
Oh, word? So you cheated.
You know what?
This is all she was doing. I had to venture out. I had to outsource.
You know.
Yo, Randy,
cannot.
Outsource my pussy.
He had to outsource.
My nigga, but Elon Musk is getting laid.
Yeah, man. Oh, so your girl didn't know you was a virgin?
This is 7th grade. She couldn't even talk on the phone without me. Like, is Katie there? She
It was the 2nd grade? What?
7th.
7th grade. Oh.
I went to all white school.
Yeah, no doubt.
See, I was a
good old days when you couldn't get traced back to you. Like, he was good. These hoes are messy now.
I wish I was able to cheat back then, but you know, I was a nerd, so I wasn't on top of my game. But if I would have been able to, man, I would have got away with murder back then. You know what I'm saying?
Wish you could cheat.
That's why you have that whole nice guy element to you, Alan. I know, and yeah. That's why I think you're one of the most toxic, because girls don't see it coming from your ass. Like, Gab, we can see Gab, we can hear Gab like miles away. You know.
Gab, do you consider yourself toxic?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm not budging on who I am. Who I am, how I am, how I move, all of that.
Randy is wild. Okay.
The way to do it.
You have it.
Okay.
Yeah. Aye, aye, Captain. Aye, Captain.
Adjust your crown, King.
Right.
Yo, shout out to everyone that's listening to us. But if you're not watching us on YouTube, you're doing yourself a disservice because these guys, my God.
They're funny as fuck.
So we got two fine ass. I'm about to say two.
Four. Wait, it's me.
Look, we got a panel of bad bitches. Look at all six of us. Hi. Okay.
She said two. Wow. Who was the one that wasn't cute? I'll take it.
You the wingman? Okay.
So Gab says that he's not.
The Ugly Lives Matter movement.
They do matter though.
Yeah.
You know, I was once ugly upon a time.
We have feelings too.
Right.
I was ugly duckling.
No, shut up. I've seen your baby picture. Shut the hell up. You're not in this conversation. You're not in this conversation. You can
I
see
was
your hair.
Bald.
No.
For one. Bro,
you was a cute ass, bald ass baby. Shut up. Just shut up. Pretty people always trying to be inclusive when it comes to like, oh my God. No, sit your fine ass on the sideline and just shut up.
I used to get made fun of.
For what?
We all did.
For like, me being skinny. Skinny.
Would you have rather been made fun of for
funny looking
or fat? Would you trade places with?
No. I'm sorry. I didn't say I wasn't picked on for being fat. Fat, smart, and short. Actually, you know, I didn't get 6 feet till I was like 11th grade. So I was like really 5'5" all of school and stuff. So I was pretty short.
Yeah. I mean, but what you just asked though, I feel like it's one of the same because I feel like people think that skinny girls get like, you know, the easy way out compared to fat people, and they got skinny girl shame for sure. It's a for real thing, and you deal with it on a daily basis.
I was thin too. I was thin as shit. However, I feel like our big girls get it. They get it bad, and I would much rather be picked on for being skinny than for being a big chick.
There were times I went home crying.
But big girls had the last laugh though.
Why?
Because
they
end up fucking on y'all man.
No, facts. No, that's what I'm trying to say. They were getting action. That's
all y'all men.
You're right.
In the long run.
No, that's it. Listen. You're absolutely right. And that's why I say, because I was like 86 pounds, like majority of my school journey, whatever. And I got no play. I was the homie. Oh, that's little sis right there. It wasn't until I started dancing and all this extra shit that I started being looked at differently. So, you know, I don't know what it is to be a fat girl, but all I say is like they still getting looked at. So
I don't know what you consider no play is, but if you go my 2 years back, that is no play. The only thing played was my piano because I was playing that shit. But I promise you, I got no play, none.
None.
Not even a whisper.
But when you talk about bigger chicks, like at the end of the day, they may, you know, get they still smash and they still, you know, pulling niggas. But these niggas don't be telling people that they are with the big chicks. They'll rather tell, oh yeah, I'm with Meek, you know, even though she 86 pounds. But
no,
they're not gonna
say with Meek. No, that's what I'm trying to tell you, B. They're not with me.
I'm saying they would rather say you than the big chick.
No, they will not. They will not say that they're with me. They were not with me. I'm telling you from my experience, they were not saying, hey, I'm with Meek or lying and saying, yo, I smashed Meek. They were not doing that. So the skinny girls is not getting play at all. Not being seen. You ain't got no body. Ain't got no titties. Ain't got nothing. Like, you just skinny. And don't. And I ran track. You know, I was getting sunburned outside. Like, yeah, it was just all bad. So, no, yeah. They're not saying that. They're not doing that.
I would love to hear what the listeners think about this topic. Please write in. Leave some comments because I think I'm a victim.
And I think I really do think that like people really think that skinny girls get it easy. Like we get it from the big girls, anyone that's not skinny, we get it all the time. Oh my God, look at you. You need to eat. You so scrawny. Oh my God, you so little. Like, bitch, I don't want to be this motherfucking small. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not a compliment. Like, I don't know if you think that that's a compliment, but it's not. So, yeah, no. It's
yeah, I used to get called giraffe. That's why when Meek called me a giraffe,
yeah, I didn't like it. Yeah, she got pissed.
Yo, she snapped. She snapped.
I was going to make a comment.
I didn't like it.
Too easy.
Go ahead. Make the neck
that
joke.
Long neck.
Yeah, that's why they called me that. Mm. And that shit used to piss me off.
Mm. I knew that's what it was.
You don't make that funny.
That shit used to piss me the fuck off. But I know how to use my tools now. It's long neck.
I can't stand her. She took some of the beat classes.
You need to learn how to use the Lord.
Oh, I know you ain't talking.
On a Sunday.
Learn how to use the Bible.
Here you go, Tati. Let me get on you.
That's not what he gave it to you.
You don't want this. You don't want this.
That's not what he gave it to you.
Oh, man.
He said it's sweet pussy Saturday. Not sweet pussy Sunday.
Get on already, Reverend Randy.
For the two of you who were not given the talk, do you wish that you were? Do you feel like things would be different in your life sexually had you been given the talk? No?
All dogs go to heaven.
I feel like there's too many men who just do not understand sex. It's just a self-serving type of situation, and they don't understand that there's a person there, a partner, that also would like to be pleased as well.
You know, that
there's a lot of men.
Like a,
there's a lot of men. They don't understand foreplay. They don't understand. They don't understand.
Randy,
foreplay.
Randy, your crown slipping, dog. Your crown slipping. Fix it. Go ahead. Fix it. There it is.
There it is.
Yeah.
They don't understand the importance of foreplay and, you know, warming up a woman. They just want to go straight into the action. They don't know where the clit is. They don't understand.
Are you basing this off of just because you fuck with?
Absolutely not.
You said what?
Well, no, because I mean, to be honest with you, I mean,
because I just want to know.
I didn't have the talk, and I still had no problems with being a pleaser, worrying about a woman's needs, knowing about foreplay, being real educated about it, and everything. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I don't think that has anything to do with it. I think it's just based on, like, you know what I mean, your whole upbringing, period. You know what I mean? Like, what you continuously around. What you continue, you know what I mean? Like the education you being provided. Because I had an older brother that put me on when I was like 12 years old eating pussy. That's how important it was.
In the trenches.
And,
okay, so no, you were told. You were talked to. So like even though you were.
But I mean, you can't say that.
But you're talked to.
Like, you know.
It's an important talk.
If it wasn't your parents, there was a sibling, a cousin, a somebody put you on.
No. See, what I'm telling y'all is somebody telling you, oh, you got to get good at eating pussy and eat pussy before you fuck all the time. That's not the sex talk, yo. Like I didn't get no sexual talk like what y'all talking about. What I'm saying is I had an older brother that told me the importance of pleasing a woman orally, you know what I mean, and how important it was and how much, you know what I mean, he loved it. So I just wanted to be
eat
like
a booty
him.
Gang.
So when I had sex, I was like, all right, cool. I was one of the young niggas in high school ready to go to it when niggas was still talking about, ew, that's nasty. Like, you know what I mean? I was the first one, like, yeah, well, shit, I'll go down there, baby.
So wait. This is not to the fellas that's, you know, that we talking to right now, but I will have to say this, ladies. Ladies, we got to stop lying. You understand this? We got to stop lying, and we got to start telling, like, niggas, like, when they not doing shit right. Because we got motherfuckers walking around here. We got motherfuckers walking around here confident as shit, thinking that they know what the hell they doing, and they thinking that they understand the anatomy of the woman's body. Women, if you do not feel a thing, don't say a thing. Push that nigga off. Get dressed and leave or whatever.
And leave.
Do whatever the hell you got to do. Do not. A lot of women are faking it, like big time faking it, like big time faking it. So. Yeah.
Oh yeah, me. Cause you told us how you used to put on performances.
Oh, I used to think. Oh yeah. Oscar award winning. I'm really fucking good.
I don't give a fuck.
I faked whole ass relationships.
I'm just happy to be here.
I'm a happy baby.
He's
not lying.
And this is why you guys are proving Meek's point. The two toxic niggas.
I told you, right? See, Gab is real. Gab is Gab, but them two right here. Oh yeah, especially this Randy right here, boy. That's crazy. Oh, but no, what I was gonna say to you, B, is that like I know that I'm not saying that what you mentioned is not important, but like also as women, we don't know those type of things. So like, you know, for the girls that's just, you know, that's losing their virginity and shit, like you don't think about like foreplay and all this. You don't You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't really start knowing my actual body until I was like 25, 26, if I'm being honest.
Gab, you're a dad, right?
Correct.
Do you have son, daughter, both?
I got both. I got a daughter and I got twin sons.
Have you given them the talk?
The babies are little babies.
Yeah.
Oh, they're little. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, have you had a talk with your daughter? How old is she?
My daughter is 16, about to be 17.
Okay. So, have you had a discussion with her about sex?
We've had discussions about it, but not about the actual, like, act of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, how to perform it or how it's performed and nothing like that. I just let her know, like, you know what I mean? Like, I was boys your age. I know what I wanted. I'm telling you what they want. They after that box. All right? Like, and we not about that over here. And she like, Daddy, I'm too focused on school. I know what, like, I'm trying to do, like, as far as majoring in college. I know I got to get my whole, my resume together and everything. So she's like, I got to get my community service. Like, it's fortunate enough for me that she live in, like, one of them real small-ass, country-ass towns. So, like, everybody know everybody out there. There ain't no rec center out there, nothing. Ain't nothing for the kids to be out the house doing. So it ain't like she got no way to spread excuses or nothing like that out there. Like, you know what I mean? My daughter's a good daughter, but you know what I mean? We've had talks about it and stuff like that. And I keep everything 100 with my daughter ever since she was a baby. I talk to her like she a grown adult since then till now. Don't nothing change. Right?
That's the relationship I have with my dad.
You know, a lot of women don't know their own anatomy. That's another sad thing. A lot of women don't understand how the shit functions. And, like, how it's set up and, like, even, like, I mentioned pH. A lot of women don't even understand, like, we actually have, like, a set pH level down there. No, exactly, Alan.
I'd be on top of that shit. I'd really be on top of that shit. Like, I'll tell a girl, like, yo, don't be eating no shit or drinking some shit you ain't supposed to be drinking. Like, as soon as that pH goes off, you know, it's either I'm cheating or, you know.
What?
That's the, you know, when you throw a girl's pH off, that's the first way to know that you cheated on her.
No facts. But then you have things like BV where she could set it off herself, but then she'll automatically think that it's the guy. Right. So it's like those type of things where it's like, you know, women don't know.
I always blame it on
her.
Yeah, if anything.
Goddamn, bro.
You always blame it on
That's why Alan just be slapping Doritos out his chick's hands like, you can't eat that. That's going to throw your pH balance off. Like,
he does not do that. He does not.
He
does not do that.
he be making that's good, Ali. You make them hoes drink
like
water.
Smart water. It has to taste like smart water if I'm eating it out. You feel me?
I feel you.
Smart water.
That's funny.
You
shit.
Gotta taste like 4 a.m. if I'm doing it.
he trying to get smart when he give brains. Pretty.
Okay. So now that we are
with this new light,
you got a halo, low key. And I don't know where that came from. So now that we are in season 2 of the Crazy Sexy Cool podcast, we are adding a brand new segment. And I didn't tell you guys about it before, you know, you guys joined the show, because I just wanted to come off the top. So a lot of our listeners want us to talk about music more. We're, you know, taking into consideration what you guys want to hear more from us. So when it comes to music, I would like to know what it is that you guys are listening to right now. I'm going to play this quick drop.
Listen to this track, bitch.
So what are we listening to right now? What are we listening to?
For me, it's Bad Bunny, 25-8.
Oh, you really love Latinas.
Yeah, no, I speak Spanish.
you're Latin. Oh, I didn't know this. You're Latinx.
He's Puerto Rican, Dominican. He's black. He's everything.
Okay. I'm like, okay. I didn't know this.
And what's the name of the song?
It's 25/8 by Bad Bunny.
25/8. Okay. And where did you hear this? Did you discover this? Like, did you go out to the club? Because I know Vegas is kind of open. Did you hear this in the club, or this is something you came across on streaming?
Yeah, just when he dropped the album back last year, 2 years.
Oh, so you a Bad Bunny fan? Okay.
Wait. You speak fluent Spanish?
Yeah, read and write. Yeah.
That shit's so dope. Oh my god.
Do you feel any kind of way about Bad Bunny and like his kind of dress?
Oh no, that ain't gay. So check this out, bro. Like, Like, I don't fuck with none of the shit he do. Like, that shit's gay as fuck. Like, super gay. Gay.
If I catch you at the show, nigga.
But his music is like, his lyrics in Spanish are like 10 times harder than Future. Like, he's way more toxic than Future in his lyrics. I promise you guys. Like, his shit is fucking sick.
Randy, you know how to speak Spanish?
What?
You know how to speak Spanish? Randy.
La La Bamba?
Okay, no, no, because when he said what he said, you was giving this look like a nigga, no, he don't. So I'm like, wait, do you understand what he's saying?
If you get a Bad Bunny ticket, you're going to be front row. You're going to get the merch and shit.
Bad Bunny tickets are like $3,000, my nigga.
He knows how much they cost, okay? He's a fan.
Well, nah, I mean, I ain't from shit.
You know, Amazon with the Bad Bunny shirt and some Spanish on. Yeah.
Wait, so did Bad Bunny pull like a Young Thug and had a whole couture dress on or some shit like that?
He dressed like a woman, wig and all.
And Well is more toxic than Bad Bunny.
Yeah, that nigga's sick.
He made a song with his new bitch because they was both cheating on their spouses and made a song about it together.
Who did you say? I didn't hear.
And Well.
Anuel Double A.
I'm gonna send y'all.
Yeah, send it, please.
Anuel.
On the new Khaled album, that fucking Where Are You From with Buju Banton.
Yes.
Produced by Knife Wonder. Shout out to North Carolina. Hey.
So we got all the Jamaican niggas on with. I don't know what the fuck they be saying.
You really said that? She said shout out to North Carolina niggas. Stop.
That's where I'm from.
Remember that show we talked about? PD Pablo does woodcraft now. That's North Carolina. He makes like wood decorations, like doors and shit.
Wow.
No, don't ask what I was doing where I found my way to PD Pablo's page at 5.
Yeah.
I was like, this thing got a whole woodcraft company.
Freaking League. Okay.
I want to know what Randy's search engine, like what's in your search box, my nigga.
Take a screenshot of your search box. Like,
my search engine is so, it's weird, bro. Like, if I have a question about something, I look that shit up. Like, it's weird shit, bro. It's weird.
Wait, is everybody's favorite porn site Pornhub? Because I never use Pornhub.
No,
yo, Nigga tried to come on me last night. He was like, yo, what size are your shoes? Like, you look like you got a little ass foot. I was like, it's a 9.5, bitch. It's a U.S. average. I looked that shit up. I already knew it because I looked it up. If I have a question about something, I look that shit up.
And to answer your question, Alan, I use Xvideos for porn.
Is that black owned?
That was so 2019.
I use Brazzers. You use Brazzers.
Bryce Pass 2016. Username and password, you're welcome.
I use Spank Bang. It's all high definition.
Spank Bang?
Spank Bang.
Did you know Pornhub Premium has been free this whole pandemic?
Yes, girl. Yeah. I knew that.
Oh, I knew that. I knew you knew.
I knew that. I was like, I've been waiting to see this bitch.
I never use Pornhub.
I've knocked out. I use
Pornhub.
Three out of my top five favorite porn stars. And you both know that.
That's good, man. That's really dope.
Gab, what are you listening to right now?
Chingy.
Yo, don't let him come at you like that, King.
It's all good. It's all good. It's his playlist. He sent it to me. That's why I know what I'm listening to. I'm all over the place. I've been fucking with that Young Stoner Life album. I think the whole album pretty much rocks. But if I gotta go with like a song right now that I'm rocking with heavy, I know I probably sound like an old head nigga. But Justin Bieber Peaches, I can't stop rocking that shit. Yo.
Hey.
That track.
You said an old nigga.
Yeah, I
was gonna
say
an old nigga. You sound like an old nigga.
I'm the evil.
Because the song came out for a minute.
I don't know,
kid. It's kind of played out now. That's why.
But it's Justin.
Is it played out?
I thought you was going to say something about Keith Sweat or something.
No, he's an old nigga.
Like,
I thought he was say, like, you know, it was a good day by Ice Cube or something. Like,
yeah,
good.
Because I'm just.
I can't stand you.
Look at that stash.
Yo, talk about porn. He got a porn stash for sure.
I'm a believer.
Bieber.
He's a believer.
I already told. Oh, by the way, if y'all ever knock boots, like I said, All That Matters to Me by Justin Bieber. Download.
Do you guys have sex playlists?
Yeah,
I do. Yeah,
of course.
It's the Weekend album with a little bit of Blue Stars in there.
No, first of all, Pretty Ricky Blue Stars is the shit. Okay,
I was just listening to that this morning.
Incredible. That is an incredible album.
Getting ready for work.
Incredible.
No, I wouldn't say incredible album.
Hold on. No, we have to talk. Ricky is not incredible.
Wait, what?
Blue Stars.
Wait, time out.
We have to talk about. Incredible. We have to talk about the writers. Neo and Static Major, two of the biggest writers, wrote a whole lot of that album. That's why it floats so hard. So let's not. I know it's Pretty Ricky. Yeah. However, two of the greatest writers of our time.
Wait, time out. Tribute to time that out. Album. Gab, when did you graduate? Because I feel like you're showing your age right now.
The N1 era.
N1.
He said, "Gabuary."
Yeah, I got jokes.
The professor.
The professor.
Hot sizzle. Hot sizzle.
Hot sauce.
Gab, you just gonna let him talk about you like that?
Nah, it's all good. I let everybody eat. It's all good. I graduated in 99. I'm an old nigga.
Right. Yeah, okay. It makes sense now. It all makes sense. It all makes sense. He said, and one. Oh my gosh.
You know, whenever the spirit moves you, just put on Pretty Ricky Blue Stars and just see how that shit feels. Just see how it feels.
Is that their first album?
Yes. 2005.
That's what AK nothing but a number on it, right?
Yeah. That was the only album.
And last.
The only album.
Yo, you know what's crazy? You can let it play and it sounds like
one. They was on 106 and Park and it was still free in AJ.
You say you can let it play in what, Alan?
You can let it play and it sounds like one continuous song. The whole Blue Stars album. It's pretty crazy.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing because then that means that the rhythms per minute is the same. And I'm going to probably turn it off.
Drop and shit, all right? Come on.
Okay.
But it was a well-made album. Like, it sounds incredible. Liz, what are you...
See,
you know what? I'm not about to.
I have been laughing so hard a cool minute. Oh my god! Always a good time with you guys.
Yes. So, Liz, what are you listening to right now?
Alan's voice.
Whatever the nigga she with is into.
What are we talking about? I'm not about to play with you.
I'm jealous. I'm just jealous. I'm hating. Why is Nicky trying to call me? Not answering your fucking phone calls. God bless.
Okay, so lately I've just been listening to a little bit of everything. Like, you guys talking about Blue Star, Pretty Ricky. That was, like, on a mix this morning. But I've been listening to a lot of Cassie, Lloyd. I don't know. It's just been a little bit of a mix of that. Usher.
Cassie.
Yeah, I like Cassie.
Cassie has some hits. Thanks to Ryan Leslie.
I'm good on Ryan Cassie. Her voice is so weak. She has a very weak voice. Hmm? Yeah, her voice is so weak.
Did she ever drop an album?
I like her.
She did.
I feel like Cassie just
remember
like Cassie.
Yeah,
Marie was bad as fuck,
and can sing.
That first album is a classic
album. One thing that got me tripping.
We were just talking about A-Marie's first album.
Look, that all I have, you put that bitch on and just let it play. Just don't touch it. Just let that shit play. Straight move.
I used to fuck with her little sister in high school.
Nigga, Robin Thicke. I was on my Robin Thicke shit today.
Oh, was you? You was doing the dancing and everything.
I wish I could change.
It's just sometimes, Randy, you be talking and the music you listen to, it just don't add up to me.
Never. Bruh, you see? No, I played some weird shit at Gab's house. Jersey was like, yo,
turn. This doesn't add up to me.
Hey, don't get it fucked up. Like Robin
karaoke together.
Robin Thicke is a toxic ass nigga too, so don't get it fucked up. So that's the reason why he can listen to Robin Thicke. Robin Thicke is toxic as hell as well. So he's not saying no shit. He's
2013. Let's go karaoke together. Let's go karaoke.
Let's go karaoke. Ooh, yeah. Oh,
boy. So y'all doing karaoke with me?
What is it? What's that place that has karaoke? It's about to open back up.
Oh wow.
May 18th.
Whole ass microphone and shit.
No, not Camu. Camu
is going to Chinatown, nigga.
Chinatown.
That's where all the karaoke spots are.
Yeah, it's like J-Bar.
I've never been in Chinatown.
Girl, hey fellas, I don't know if you know, but she's like hella industry now. So like she just be like, you know what I'm saying? Like she's so like in the industry now. No, like you're like crazy.
Oh, she be kicking it with the cool kids now. She be kicking it with the cool kids now.
You know, like if it's not 1942, right, that'd be Vandy. I'm not at the table. You know what I'm saying? Like she's on.
A woman has to have standards.
She's like they're drinking Blanco. Oh my god,
Blanco is nasty. I'm not drinking that.
I know.
Meek, what you listening to?
That's crazy. How they change, huh?
Get on her, Alan. Get on her.
Alan, relax.
What you listening to, Meek?
I have Sebastian Mikael. I think that's how you say his last name. Michael Mikael on repeat. He has a song called Time. And I had that band came out, but then I just now heard the remix with Kirby. I don't know if y'all know who Kirby is, but like she's like a soulful singer. And when I tell you that she's beautiful, fucking gorgeous, and when I tell you she's from Alabama, and when I tell you that this bitch held this shit down, yeah, so I got that on replay.
Alan, look at that nigga. Send me your location.
To Khalid. Khalid.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're right.
I like that song, actually.
I have had
Moneybagg Yo's album on repeat. That shit is so
I got a bone to pick with you. You already know it was coming. You already know where I stand when it comes to Moneybagg Yo. I something about the Memphis niggas. I love all my Memphis niggas. And yeah. I've always been a fan of Moneybagg Yo. And you like, he all sound the same, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, and then I heard you like hype up this album. And so I was already going to listen to it. So I was like, no, but let me go ahead and re-listen to it. And like, honestly, B, the last album was better than this album, yo. Like,
I'm not going to lie. He's rushing. He's putting out too many albums too fast.
Listen, I was high as fuck when I listened to it the first time. I was high as shit, and it just sounded so good. I had my headphones on. The Neptunes is on the production. I was just like, oh, I love the way this feels.
You know what it is, Meek? Meek, it's because we heard his early shit. So we know what he can do. We know what the quality he can put out. You know what I'm saying?
I know. But the thing is, you weren't there. B, you talk Project Pat, my favorite Memphis rapper.
I joke about Moneybagg my house.
Listen, you talk big shit. No, but even when I was like, yo, like when I was saying like, oh, listen to this, you're like, man, he always sound the same and da 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 da. And then you say that you were high as hell. Love, you not only tweeted about it, but you like posted it on IG as though it was a part of the promo campaign. Like, how high were you? This is what I want to understand.
Uh-oh.
This is what I want to understand.
You tagging niggas.
Wow.
Why she drag you out to the street? She brought you out to the street.
I was high. I grew up listening to 3-6 Mafia, Project Pat, Juicy J is one of my favorite producers. Like, so
it's not when about it comes Memphis, to Memphis, this is about Moneybagg Yo.
When it comes to Memphis rappers, I don't really rock with Yo Gotti like that. Like, he has some cool shit, but it was something about this project. I was like, this is different for me. Maybe I need to revisit his old shit and my mind will change. Exactly.
All I have to say is the album is cool. It ain't like it didn't deserve a tweet and a damn IG post and all this extra shit. Oh, like the last project was way better.
Are you telling me that you was on Twitter?
I stay on Twitter, boo. What are you talking about?
Who are you?
Don't try to come for me. This is not about me. This is not about me. This is about you. Dogging Moneybagg, yo, and then all of a sudden talking about, oh my god, this is the greatest album ever. It smacks. It blah 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 blah. Stay on that other side.
So you're saying that
you can change? Loki, okay. I feel like you got a song on there for you. Like for sure. Stay on that other side.
So people's opinions can change because you wasn't for that Twitter shit and I wasn't about Moneybagg back in the day, but now I'm on it and I'm cool with it. I like Moneybagg.
I'm not active. I'm not here saying, oh my god, Twitter is this new revolutionary thing, bro. I'm not doing that. We have our podcast on Twitter, so I have to go on there to like engage in everything. It's a part of our whole thing. Don't even try it. But all I have to say is if you want to go up
to Alan. You want to have a listening party?
Who's going to bring the mood lights between you and Gab? Because we need all the posts.
I got some too. We're going to switch topics a little bit here. With us being, you know, three beautiful black women in Las Vegas.
Hey.
I feel that it's very necessary that we talk about dating in Las Vegas. And I want to know, like, do you guys date black women?
Y'all for us.
If they don't date me, I ain't dating them.
I'm in a relationship with a woman who's not black.
Okay. Wait.
So.
I heard you.
I got nothing against, you know what I mean, black women. I date black women. Black women, if they available, we meet. You know what I mean? I got nothing against nobody.
If they available, we meet.
Right. Like, you know what I mean? To me, I feel like what's wrong with Vegas is, you know what I mean? The good black women to me are unavailable to me. Either they taken or they don't see me that way. So it was never, you know what I mean?
Because the key ones to that was y'all taking. Y'all got, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They take it or they look at me like a brother or something. So it's right. Like they're unavailable to me.
Or they like white guys.
So if I was to meet a beautiful black woman, like, you know what I mean? And she was into me and I'm, of course, like, I'm all about it. Like, why not?
I feel that. Do you think that's a Vegas thing? Or do you, like, or because, like, I find my experience to be different depending on what coast I'm on.
I do think it's an area thing just because, you know what I mean, the culture that's in every area. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Vegas just doesn't really boast the black culture. We're not really putting a pedestal out here. You know what I'm saying? So...
Like that whole black love thing.
Yeah. It's just not our culture. Just isn't heavily represented out here, so it's not really put out there. We kind of tend to forget it, getting lost into what's going on out here, you know. But the cute that they head on right black women out here are all taken, or they just
different something expectations. Happened,
or something between us and them that they're just unavailable to us. You know what I mean, like. Whatever the reason might be, dated one off.
So you saying you guys settle for what's left? Or like,
well, I mean,
is that fair?
It's just a question.
That's a good question.
It's as simple as this. I grew up in New York around nothing but apple trees. I grew up eating apples my whole life, all right? I moved down to fucking Georgia. They got peaches. They don't got no apples. Am I going to starve? No, I'm going to eat peaches.
Yeah.
Still good. I still like it. I'm not settling. It's still feeding me, doing everything it's supposed to. I still like it and want it. You know what I'm saying? It's just saying, like,
the only reason I asked if that's fair because they just said, like, the good, attractive, beautiful, you know, black women who got their heads on straight, they're not available to them. So is that considered settling? Like, you know, if they're not available? So you saying that they should go get I mean,
there's more than just four or five, you know, good women out there. They're just probably not in the right places and just
you know, selling for what's around them. They can, you know, just like for us, we're single, right? You're single. I mean, Bethany, you're no longer single. Yeah, but we're single. And you know what I'm saying? You date out your race.
She's a ball player or a rapper.
Wow.
Wait, what?
So you like niggas with no substance.
Pool, beautiful black queen. They're going to choose the ball player. They're going to choose the rapper. Like, not, small pool. And they know that. You know
no, that. Not necessarily. I don't choose rappers or basketball. I date regular niggas.
What's a regular nigga?
I mean,
no,
they're not in industry. Like,
I'm gonna be honest. I've dated some like bum ass niggas in my past, and I'm not boasting or bragging, but I'm just saying like I that's not something that I look for. Like one guy I dated was a drummer on the strip.
A drummer on the strip?
Yeah,
I just heard this story.
How did he shoot?
Yo, they hella talented. I'm not even mad, and they make a lot of money. I ain't mad at that.
Yes.
How did he shoot his shot? Way into your cheeks.
he just had a dope ass personality, and he didn't have looks either. Like he wasn't a looker. Like he had like that Rostov dress, you know, the Basquiat shit going. Like, but I gotta think for eccentric niggas too. But like, you know.
Wow.
Gab, wait, is that a foam roller? What's going on over there?
Oh my god. Yeah.
I'm in my chair.
That's called a bolster pillow.
Looks like a loofah.
It's good for your lower back.
Oh.
Oh, you got one?
Oh. Oh, y'all all got one.
Mine's in an Elma, though.
I love art.
Listen, you got to take care of your back.
I love art. Oh, my gosh. That's silly.
That's a good question. Like, how do you even meet someone that's like a drummer on the strip? Like, how did that even happen?
Can we get a backstory? Someone that's on the streets all the time.
Okay. So actually, we didn't even meet in Vegas. We met in LA. We met at ESPN Zone. And honestly, the conversation started out as Clippers or Lakers, and that's how the conversation started. And
he was like, "I'll play on the Lakers."
No, it was just a dope ass conversation. Like he, you know, like you know how I am. I'm a sapiosexual, so if someone can like, you know.
They can talk to you about your panties.
No. They can't talk to you about your panties.
Are we books,
too? But. I love books.
I'm 2 for 2, baby.
I read.
So the dude, okay. So the dude on some real talk, the dude was, he actually still is, because I was watching that Nas documentary. He's on the Nas documentary. So him and his band is Nas's background band. But at the time, I didn't notice. And at the time, he did not have a job. And so, like, we end up being roommates. And, like, he would literally go out on the strip, like, on, like, with buckets and shit and, like, fucking drum. Like, real talk. Like, and make That's money. And make money. Like, but it was, like, when I tell you, it's one of the most dope experiences that I've ever had. Now, granted, would I go do that now? No, I would not. But when I tell you, like, we had, like, it was a for real on some, like, Andre 3000, Erykah Badu, like, on some.
Sounds like it was a band.
It was some dope shit.
So, Gab's face, he is so perplexed right now.
Y'all
what
was
question
roommates?
You have?
Yeah,
which means
so we was roommates. That's the thing. We were roommates.
She was
like,
we met at ESPN Zone. Then we was roommates. Like, wait.
Yeah,
what?
We was roommates. We
ended that escalated real quick.
Right.
Yeah, we end up being roommates, and then we were just like we literally was like, my room was here, his room was here. We had another roommate, and like occasionally we would fuck, have good time, smoke, chill. He played music. It was one time I came home from work. He actually had another girl in the room next to me, and shit. No, I didn't stab. I just left.
You didn't join him?
Oh, hell no. Nah.
Did you feel some type of way? Like, yo, little drummer boy, like, that was your man?
Yeah, I did. I did, because I felt like it was disrespectful. Like,
he said little drummer boy.
I felt like it was disrespectful. And like, granted, he wasn't obligated to me. It was just how he did it and how he carried himself with it.
So y'all weren't dating. Y'all was fucking. And then you started like the nigga. And you didn't like it when he wasn't dating. I'm trying to catch up.
You asked him, we were dating. Like, that's the thing. Like, I'm not one of those where I'm like, where I try to make something more. Like, I just recently talked to him and he, like, you know, tried to come back and was like, you were a very, very important time in my life. And, like,
I do that a lot.
So these are his words. So this is not from, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, make anything more than what it is. But no, we were. Thing, but I wasn't tripping. Like, it was, I was still talking to other guys. Like, I wasn't fucking other guys, but I was still talking to other guys. So we never, like, just closed off our relationship. But the way, it wasn't the fact that there was another girl in the room. It was the way he went about it and the way he was carrying himself around the house with it that I just felt was disrespectful. So
is he still a street performer or did he move on?
No, I just recently saw him on the Nas documentary. So... I guess they're back on tour. Like, they're back on tour. So, yeah. Sex was amazing. Okay.
Knew his way with the sticks.
What are y'all, like, must-have? Your three, like, your top three must-haves
when you're dating a woman, what is your non-negotiables? Three things that you must have in a woman when you're dating her.
It's crazy because, like, you really don't know somebody until, like, you already date them. At the end of the day, like, the new traits that, like, you thought you liked, they'd be popping out of nowhere. So, I mean, you a year in and you, like, see who someone really is. Because I don't fuck with the insecure shit. I hate that shit. I don't deal with it. But you don't see how insecure someone is until, you know, you a year and a half in, blah, 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 blah.
Right. But things that you have to have. So not things that you do not like. So, like me, like I say, I'm a staple sexual. You got to have some intellect. Like, you can't be a dummy around me. You get what I'm saying? Or, like, sex was high on all three of our lists. You know, being a provider, respect, like, stuff like that. Like, so, like, what are
you? See, just like women, they told us three, but they over there naming 15. Talk about some sex, big dick.
Well, here's the thing.
Give you an example.
But are you going to take a nigga who makes $1 million or a nigga that can read good?
We had a whole episode about it where we listed five, but we're going to shorten this to three. Like, what are your top three must-haves? I mean, if you have five, I would love to hear it. But usually when I have this conversation with men, it's always the same top three. And I just want to know what your top three is so I can compare and contrast.
I need heart. I need hustle. And I need a sense of humor.
Nigga, she said girl, not the basketball squad. Nigga.
It doesn't fuck. understand a woman with a heart cares. You know what I mean? She gives a fuck. Like, you know what I mean? She has a heart, my nigga. Like, you know what I mean? I don't mean just, there's so many things that stem from a heart. Compassion, caring. Passion. You know what I mean? All kind of different things that come from having heart. That's why I say have a heart. Because there's so many other things that come from it. Kind of cheating. This nigga over here talking about some shit. He said basketball.
That was funny. Okay,
Mr. Alex.
I would say your own fucking friends.
Your own friends.
Fucking
have your own life outside of you.
Have your own life outside of you. Do whatever the fuck you want, goddammit. Shit don't trigger me. Do your own shit. Have your own friends. What else? A fucking hobby. Like, go do something. Like, I feel like if you're not better than yourself every day. Okay. I feel like every day, you can better yourself in some way, shape, or form every day. So you should want, like, you know, ambition, I guess I'll put that. three, just leave me the fuck alone, shit.
Dang, do you even want a relationship, my
Ready. Fix your crown. Fix your crown, Ready. Fix your crown. I told y'all. See, I was right, yo. I was right. Randy, fix your crown. Fix your crown.
Randy's, okay.
I have you this restaurant, I'll be back.
Alan, please, tell us your three.
It has to be intellect. That's my one. Intellect is my number one. Like, I hate being associated with women that I sleep with because that's just somebody I sleep with. But somebody I date is completely different, you know? So, like, I hate when people make those two correlations with me. Intellect has to be the first one. Sex has to be number two. Just because that kind of chemistry, like, I can't explain it, you know? So it just has to work out that way. And number three is family. Depending on her relationship with her family is how I know she'll be able to be around me. Because I love my family, like my nieces, my moms, like that's really important to me, right? So, like, how she is with her family, I will know that how she is, you know, around me in a serious relationship, I guess.
Oh, okay, okay. Nice guy. Okay, nice guy.
He knows how to smooth shit over.
Yo,
baby.
Y'all gotta watch out for this kid. You gotta watch out for him.
He's still toxic.
He's the type of toxic nigga. The girl feel like she like, oh my god, girl, like, girl, he opened the door. He did this. He did like, but they don't realize that.
No girl's ever gotten in my car without me opening the door.
Exactly.
And then you do all that. She's like, oh my god, I met his mama. I met his nieces and nephews.
No, he won't do that. He won't do that. He just makes the bitch just feel like somebody. You know what I'm saying? Where you have Randy right here.
Randy. Three girls in my entire life. Mom is really important.
Yeah. Randy's the type that like he'll get his nut roll over and go to sleep and be like, all right, you know, the door just
Uber's outside.
Like that.
Like, won't even walk him outside. Don't even like
Uber's
like
I'm about outside. To take
he's like all this like second dream. Like
that's why you always gotta bring him to your crib.
You gotta go to walk him. Wait, who's talking about walking who? Walk up to the door, that's it. That's about it.
No, I'm saying really? Randy.
I'm at the park. I got to scan him down.
You don't want to walk up to the car? What? Fuck out of here. I walk up to the door, nigga. Fuck out of here.
Oh, no. You got to wait for them to get in the door.
See?
Nah. Yeah, I've seen Alan work. He don't walk him downstairs.
Ooh, Lord, let me tell you.
Polite, toxic nigga.
Respect.
Okay, so I'm going to ask. Gab, you said heart, hustle, and sense of humor. Out of those three, if you had to choose for her to not have one of them, which one would you choose for her to not have?
God damn it.
Right. I hate when she asked me that question, too.
Heart?
You going to take away the compassion?
Yeah,
Go be a 10 man ass bitch.
But he don't want the MVP no more. He don't want the MVP no more.
Look. My bitch got to have a sense of humor to deal with me because I am a fucking asshole and I like to play all fucking day. I will get on your nerves. So if you don't got a sense of humor, you can't be around me. Second of all, I need that hustle because, yo, we got to get after it, yo. And if you got hustle, you going to hustle up towards everything and anything else that we learning together or we need to get done. But I need that hustle. I need somebody that's going to motivate. Because if you got hustle, you're going to motivate me like I motivate you. Like, you know what I mean? I need somebody that's grinding too so we can feed off each other. Because I'm trying to get after it. So
I'm going to put that PQP in your name.
But here's the thing. I absolutely get a woman having a hustle. But if she doesn't have the hustle, but she's more of a nurturing type, like she takes care of home while you go out and hustle, is that a compromise? Or you're just like, no.
My life's that's pretty cool, fucking chill. What are you doing that you can't go out and get a fucking job?
Right. I'm not talking about like hustle like she gotta like do something illegal. I'm just saying like I just want
illegal. Just have ambition. Wake up and do something. You can't just be sleeping in bed all day. I get it.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Should be productive every day. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay. I've just said,
you got to go get a job.
In my experience, I've dated men who would just want me to stay home and take care of the house. Like, when they come home, they want a hot meal.
I'm going to take your phone to work with me.
But see, you gotta understand.
Time out, y'all.
Randy,
why are we taking phones?
I want you to stay home. I'm gonna take the phone.
Why are we taking phones? You just spoke that you hate.
You ain't fucking up my Jiffy Cotton with some fucking SoundCloud rapper.
So you don't like insecure women, but you
I'm
are
joking,
showing.
I'm joking. I don't give a fuck.
Okay, we got it.
I'm fucking around.
But no, I was asking.
900 thank count, baby.
I was asking, yeah, because there are some men who want a woman to be more nurturing than they them to be a hustler, like to be out getting it. You know what I mean? Like, you said, now on some illegal shit, but they they come home. They want their woman home. They want to come home to a certain environment.
No, I feel you. The only reason is. You got to remember, I'm Belizean, so I was raised like real old fashioned to where like I'm a neat freak with OCD myself. So the cooking, cleaning shit, I can do all that shit, and I'm already used to doing that shit myself. So to me, not saying that I look at it like it's not a value. It's just it doesn't help me or benefit me much. That ain't something I need.
Like, I could do all that shit. That's why I say I could get rid of the hard part and I'll take the hustle part more than that. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. I don't have a problem doing all of that shit. I do all that on my own.
Okay, so Alan, you said intellect, sex, and family. If you had to remove one, which one are you taking away?
This is tough. But I guess it would be the family part. I mean, I'd rather her have no family.
Yeah. He had adopted bitches.
Oh my God.
I was gonna say a dumb girl, but I've already dealt with too much of that in my life.
And he said, I'd rather have her no family.
So if she has no family, then I can teach her the values of.
Okay, so you feel like this is something that you can teach.
There you go, lead, Alan. There it is. Okay. And if she has the intellect, have the mind to follow. There you go.
Good work.
Okay, Randy, you said you want your girl to have her own life, to have ambition, and to leave you the fuck alone.
So if you
delete one.
Which one is that?
He said you want her to have her own life, ambition, and to leave you the fuck alone. Which one are you getting rid of?
I guess her. Oh shit, that's tough.
Which one you settling?
He gonna take. He gonna say ambition.
Why you keep looking back, yo?
I'm thinking.
He gonna say ambition. He gonna be like, "Let's get that ambition out of here. Leave me the fuck alone and have your own friend."
I can buy your ambition. I guess your own life. I guess fuck it.
Okay.
At least if a bitch nagging you, like it shows you care. Whatever.
I thought they was just always that way. What do you mean?
Negative.
That's just how they come.
Not nagging.
No, who is they? Who is they?
Women.
Who? No.
Well, women just come that way.
No.
They built negative.
Nah, not over here. No, I'm not doing that for nobody.
When we gave our five, and Meek and Liz gave bonus, so it was like six for y'all. Sex was really high on the list. Only Alan mentioned sex. Where does sex fall in your priority when you're in a relationship or you're getting to know somebody that you're dating?
They don't, because they be going somewhere else.
Ooh. That part. Yeah. He already said he outsourced his pussy, so.
He outsourced the pussy. How important is sex?
I'm just kidding.
Randy. And Gab, how important is sex? Randy disappeared. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Sex is very fucking important. It's just I can't speak for every guy, but for me, like I can't. The only reason why I don't think to put sex in my top three is just because everything I gotta be moving right in life. Like, shit gotta be going right for me to be worried about sex. Sex is a luxury. It's not a necessity. And that's the way I always thought, because, you know what I mean? I'm trying to make things happen in life for certain people in my life, for family membership like that. So I can't let myself be, you know what I mean, like, bonded down or you know what I mean? I can't be falling subject to the pussy. Nah, fuck out of here. Like, I can't be one of them dudes that's out here fucking chasing behind women and ringing their doorbell and singing into their ring lullabies and shit like that. And I'm not one of them soft ass niggas.
That's not a causation for correlation between sex. So like, if she's asking you how important is sex to you in a relationship, that's not a causation for the correlation. You feel me? So like that ringing the doorbell shit has nothing to do with that. So
I'm just saying niggas who fall slave to the pussy act like that. That's what I mean. Ain't no nigga that's after the bag and don't give a fuck about no bitches doing shit like that, bro. But
enjoying sex, why would that be being a slave to pussy?
It's not. They're not asking us how much do we enjoy sex, bro. They're asking us how important is it in the relationship. And what I'm saying is if my shit ain't, if my life, things ain't going together, finances ain't together, got a comfortable career, if that shit ain't right, I'm not worried about fucking my guy. I'm not.
No, like
I
don't girl, give a fuck about girl, fucking. Though. The girl, though, right?
My girl or any bitch. I don't give a fuck about pussy at all, bro. If my wallet is not right, bro. If my life is not right, bro,
How the fuck do I look like taking time to stop and get a nut off, bro? When shit, I'm saying? So that's what I mean. For me, that's why it's not far up on my list, because it's a luxury. It's not a necessity for me.
So for us, when we said, like, because sex was, I don't remember what number sex was for me, but it was on my list. And it's because it contributes to the chemistry and the connection with my partner. Like, I sex is important to me, so I'm not taking it nowhere off my list. I mean, well, no, I end up taking sex off because I said that I could teach my partner. Yeah, that was the one I took off because, like, you know, like, if you came in. No, I'm more of a quality girl, but if you come in and, like, say, like, you kind of, like, you're not well taught, I can teach you, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, if they were saying, like, you know, would you, you know, like, to remove, like, bomb ass sex, I can teach someone, and, you know, I've been known to improve a couple of people, so, like, that was one of the ones that I took off, but it's definitely important to me, you know, when it comes down to the chemistry between me and my partner. Like, we got bad sex, I'm going to break up with you because I'm going to end up cheating on you. We have bad sex, like, constant bad sex. Even after I try to teach you and everything, it's not going to work. It's not going to work at all.
So, Randy.
How many times a week do you expect it?
Me? I would like to have sex every day.
Randy, at least twice a day every day.
I've been single for a long time, so I don't even know what that's like. Like a relationship, because relationship sex is different from single sex, and I don't partake in like casual sex that often like that. So I don't know what my appetite would be like if I had dick available to me all the time.
I at least want it once a day.
Oh wow!
Gav jumped in at the right moment.
I need.
No, I can still hear when I walk away, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now you have my attention.
Well, Randy, where does sex fall for you? How important is it?
Like, real spit. Like, I'm so busy.
It's not your top three.
Going on. Like, it's like really not like. Cause I'll be tired. Straight up, fuck up. I'll be tired. Like, I come home, I'm tired. Like, it is what it is. It's not high up there.
So you can be in a relationship and have bad sex.
Hell no.
Stay with the girl.
Hell no.
So where is sex? Like, where? Like, so sex is somewhere on this relationship, like on his list.
Y'all only gave us.
It's like six or seven.
We gave you three.
Sex is definitely in my top five.
Okay, so that's what we were asking.
Yeah,
that's what we were asking.
It's in my top five. It's just not gonna be in my top three.
Right. Yeah.
Sex is definitely important.
Okay.
Good sex at that.
I really appreciate the way that you guys support us. You know, you've seen us in the industry, how we work out here in Vegas. Is, you know, it's hot out here for a pimp. As a black woman in Vegas, work is tough. But you guys really like show love, and I really appreciate
every
that
every single time.
Every
really
time.
Do.
So, if you guys have a question for the ladies of the Crazy Sexy Cool Podcast, shoot us a DM at Crazy Sexy Cool Pod on Twitter or Instagram. Or send us an email at crazysexycoolpod@gmail.com. And we just may answer your question on our show. So, Terry from D.C., from the DMV area, he asked us, if y'all were to rob a bank, who is asked to what task? As far as me, Meek, and Elizabeth, who is the driver? Who is holding the gun? Who is getting the money? I want you guys to answer.
But they got to answer because I don't know who. I already know.
I know. Liz
is driving.
Who want to go first? Liz is definitely driving.
Hell no.
Y'all go first.
Okay.
Meek's got the gun. Meek's got the gun.
Okay.
And Bethany, she got the money. She getting the bag. Okay. She's securing the bag.
Is that your final
answer? I think that is our final answer.
B is driving. And E got OCD, so she getting the money. She gonna make sure every single dollar is picked up in that bitch. Y'all already know I'm holding. That's how that shit's going down. Like, that is how it's going down.
Like,
you
got to set it off, bitch.
We ain't got no TTs in this motherfucker. You understand? Ain't no TTs. I am Vivica Fox in this bitch. I'm whatever her name is. Yeah.
Look, I'm whipping.
Yeah.
I'm the crew.
And E, she Jada. So she getting the money. I'm Vivica in this.
Who's taking the L? Who getting shot? Who's Queen Latifah?
Oh, that's B. B, you're the driver.
She said, wait, nigga, what?
I'm getting shot?
You're the driver, dog. Mm. Like, I'm just saying, we're talking about set it off. You're the driver. I'm the one who put the gun to the fed's head. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I got shot too.
No, because I see Liz. I need this money.
Nah, she ain't no TT. Don't even play her. Don't even play her. She definitely not. Yo,
I need this money.
So please let the listeners know where we can find you on the socials.
All social media at Gabuary, GABUARY.
Mine is at Alan Diego, ALLEN. DIEGO.
Mine is Meeksman LV for life with a Y.
And where can
Foster,
we find
LV?
Yeah, Instagram. Thank you.
Follow the Toxic Hour. We appreciate y'all, man. Thank you for having me.
There we go. Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Toxic Hour on IG.
Y'all always got me cracking up, yo. Y'all are hilarious.
Oh my god, we can't wait to come back on the show because we got to pull up on y'all and talk some more shit, and you know, talk about tasting your own cum and shit like that.
I'm gonna need y'all to taste y'all nut like one good time.
I'm straight, Meek.
No. Listen. Because I'm about to out myself. Because this is not something I do a lot. I don't do this, and it's because some motherfuckers don't taste they cum, and sometimes it tastes like chlorine. It's disgusting.
Oh my god.
Shit.
Chlorine. It tastes like chlorine, and the shit is disgusting.
That's the whole
concept of it is disgusting, to be honest with you.
Thanks,
Ricky. Yeah, it just sounds a little off to me, you know? But, oh, let me just taste my nut real quick. Nah.
No, that's why I ask when you're in the moment. Like, you come in, she's giving you the best head of your life. You come in her mouth, and she comes up, and she gives you a kiss. Are you, like, ducking and dodging? Like,
my
no,
roommate
don't
just
kiss
got back
me. Are you going?
He's just hearing all this.
Hi, welcome to Crazy Sexy Cool. So are you ducking and dodging if she comes up to give you a kiss?
She know better. She not even doing that.
No.
This shit was a disaster.
Alright. Alright, so Meek or Elizabeth, do you guys have a quote for us?
Men. Taste your nut, yo. One good time.
If not, women, next time you give them head, come up.
Don't give them head. They not touching their nut.
Get it in his mouth.
Okay.
If he ain't, he hasn't touched, taste them, you don't taste them.
Nah, fuck
that.
Simple as that.
All right. Thank you guys so much. The guys from the Toxic Hour here in Las Vegas, Las Vegas' own toxic. Yes. So you know where to find them. Make sure you tune in. And until next week, we out. And when we go back on the Toxic Hour, y'all gonna know. We
absolutely.
Out.
Thank you, Rappers. Appreciate it.